Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.
And only on a beautiful August 2nd, 2018,
that's right,
here in Los Angeles. And everybody in LA is very excited about someone who's coming here to perform.
No doubt. One of my personal favorites. Michael, we have a spectacular show today, and we're going to be speaking with one of Broadway's brightest stars.
That's right, Andrew. We are very excited to be joined today via telephone by a truly legendary performer.
That's right. He's on the phone now. We are honored to welcome a renowned entertainer of the stage and screen. His incomparable performances include and transcend time. They have been woven into the fabric of this country's artistic legacy. A true triple threat, he is an accomplished actor, singer, and dancer on Broadway. Some starring credits include Wicked, Fosse, I'm Not Rappaport, Hair, Jesus Christ Superstar, Grind, Jelly's Last Jam, A Christmas Carol, and a role in Pippin, which garnered him both the prestigious Tony Award and Drama Desk Award for Best Actor in a Musical.
Although his first love and passion is and always will be the stage, he is also a force in film and television. His most recent credits include the Amazon TV series Sneaky Pete, which completed its second season earlier this year, 20th Century Fox's Making History, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show, as well as Time Out of Mind, where he starred alongside Richard Gere.
Other film credits include Sweet Charity, All That Jazz, Funny Lady, and Why Do Fools Fall in Love, among many others. On television, his memorable character Chicken George created a venerable cultural icon and a tidal wave in the landmark series Roots.
He is now in the Theater and Dance Hall of Fame and is considered one of our nation's most popular motivational speakers. Last year, he joined Americans for the Arts, the largest arts organization in the country, advocating for the advancement of the arts and art education.
That's right. Adding to his estimable career as an artist, he has devoted considerable time and energy to numerous nonprofit organizations, serving on the boards of Ballet Florida, the American Red Cross, and the Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Association. His most recent endeavor is Wellness Through the Arts, a program which allows a kid a chance to explore how they can express and heal themselves through art. He is speaking with us today about his latest project, which will include his new single, What a Wonderful World, and his current show, Steppin' Out with Ben Vereen.
This extraordinary evening of song, dance, stories, and humor won the prestigious Cabaret Award after playing New York's 54 Below, playing to sold-out audiences and rave reviews, and will be here in Southern California for a limited engagement. Steppin' Out with Ben Vereen will be on stage August 7th and 8th at San Diego's Martinis Above 4th, table and stage, and will then grace the stage of Hollywood's Catalina Jazz Club from August 10 to 11. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only luminary Ben Vereen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Man, I love that. That was great. I enjoyed listening to that myself. Thank you very, very much. I'm really excited to be talking to you, the state of the art.
Well, we are so pleased to have you.
Our art is our life force.
That's right.
It is our life force. The state of the art is our consciousness. We got to remember that we are the creative force for which we were created from. It says, in the beginning, our God created. It does not say God manufactured. So therefore, if you're the state of the art is good because the arts are alive and well right here.
Amen, and well said to that, Mr. Vereen.
Amen.
Well, as I said
you.
Earlier.
I'm so excited about coming to Catalina.
Yeah.
Oh, what a venue.
It is beautiful. I mean, all the icons who have been on that stage, and I get to be on the stage as well. And Catalina, darling, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mr. Vereen, as I said before, you provided many happy moments in my childhood. But more than that, you have dedicated so much of your life to healing people through artistic wellness. I know you're involved with the SIDS organization, the Sudden Infant Death Syndrome organization, which has been in the news quite a bit, certainly as people are reeducated to the best way to keep their children safe and that sort of thing. When did you first fall in love with providing artistic entertainment for children, specifically as a way of healing?
Well, someone pointed to me and gave me the opportunity to walk this path. And this path came with a great responsibility. The great responsibility is to give back that which is given to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to give it is by cultivating and giving our youth the strength and encouragement they need in order to pursue their dreams to make our world a better place. So the best place to do that is through the arts, because the art is an opening channel to their spiritual existence. Take it whatever way you want to take it, but it's the source of all things. And if we get in touch with that, then we're in touch with the universe of art.
Absolutely.
And that's why I give back. That's why I try to help, you know, in any way I can. Our kids, our young people need the arts now more than ever.
Well, in this world. You're absolutely right.
Now more than ever.
We are living in such
That's why I have to single out What a Wonderful World. What great lyrics we need right now.
We must not forget
this is a gift.
Absolutely.
This is a gift. Life is a gift.
And
what you do with your life is a gift that you give back to your creator. I like to do it through the arts.
Very true.
And I look at everything as an art form. You know, what you're doing right now is an art form. Broadcasting is an art form. The ladies and the gentlemen who make up the crew, they're creating art in order space for you to do your thing in. And what they're doing with their lives when they wake up in the morning is an art. Now, how do you want your canvas? What sort of picture are you going to paint on your canvas today?
Yeah, that's so well said, so beautifully said, and I've never heard anybody else express it like that. So thank you for that, because I feel just the same way, that what we do here in the studio on a weekly basis is keep the arts alive, and it's so, so very important, especially in this very fast-paced world that we live in, which you referenced before. And our children are glued to their telephones.
Yeah.
They need to get up and away from television and video games and go out and see.
Well, we need to get out there, if we're talking about the arts. We need to get out there and let them know we got to hold the line.
Exactly.
Because they're cutting the arts from our schools where they're needed, and they're separating themselves away from that which is a source of their existence.
Mm-hmm.
And we must hold the line for the arts.
That's right.
Now more than ever.
And speaking of the arts, everyone here in Los Angeles, there's been such buzz about you coming here. We'd love for you to tell us a little bit about what the content of your show is and how it's been constructed and what was your process in putting it together.
Say that again.
We're so excited to have you here in Los Angeles that a lot of people are asking us, what is his show like? What is he going to sing? What is the process?
Oh, my show?
Yes,
good.
Your show.
You must come see it. My show is about you, my audience. You've allowed me this great opportunity, my life, to give to you on this stage. So the show is about our journey, where we've been, the people that you've allowed me to meet, the music you've allowed me to perform. It's about our journey, and that's pretty much what my show is about.
Well, that's
it's a celebration of our lives.
Now, sir, are you going to be singing and dancing as well as telling stories?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about can you tell us about some of those stories? Are those personal stories about your life? I know that there have been times, certainly, where you've been through tumultuous periods. I'm thinking about, certainly, I read somewhere that you had a rough period in 92 during a car accident. Is that correct?
Yes, I had 3 accidents in one day.
And you fought back from all of those and didn't lose a step in your dancing, as I recall, and were on stage performing fairly soon after, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. About 10 months later, the doctor said it would be 3 years if I'd ever walk again.
What fortitude.
But you see, that's their perception, and they're brilliant in their perception, but there's a greater doctor on the case. And the prayers, I want to thank my people, the prayers that went up, the energy that came forth in me, I couldn't help but be to motivate me to move on. And my friends who came to the rescue, like Gregory Hines.
Of course.
Gregory Hines said, come this way. He was doing Jelly's Last Jam, and I went to see him on my birthday, October 10th. Remember that date? October 10th in 92. And I had the accident in June.
Wow.
The doctor said it would be 3 months. I was on stage in 10 months
with
Jelly's Last Jam.
Amazing.
My friend said, come this way.
Now, do you talk about...
And I felt that I couldn't, and I decided not, you know, answer that call and been obedient, we wouldn't be having this conversation. That's what I'm saying. It's, you know, the source is so great.
Yeah. No doubt.
That we're all about. We're all about that. It's about get up and keep moving on.
That's
I
right.
I had a great teacher. His name was Luigi, dance teacher. Luigi. Matter of fact, Liza Minnelli, my friend, brought me to Luigi. Luigi was in like 87. And he had a motto. His motto was never stop moving. And my mother used to say, if you stop moving and stand still, people throw dirt on you. So you got to keep moving.
That's like a moving target, exactly.
That's a great line.
You know, I want to say, Mr. Vereen, that I'm particularly pleased to be speaking with you today. We've actually met. I have a supper club out here in Los Angeles called Sterling's Upstairs at the Federal. And you were a guest one evening because you came to see your friend and my friend, the beautiful Nita Whitaker, in concert. Do you remember that?
Nita Whitaker.
Yes.
Nita.
Yes.
That's darling.
Yeah.
That's my darling.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Nita came to New York. She's doing a show.
Yes.
They're called The Winers. They're doing a show called Born for This. And she plays the mother. And Cece, her daughter,
yes.
is in it, Cece.
Uh-huh.
It is amazing.
Alicia.
They are amazing.
Lisa.
They are amazing.
Yes, they are. The both
Lisa,
of them.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
Amazing.
They're
huh?
gorgeous. And they're both gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Say what?
I said they're both gorgeous. Sky and Lisa are both gorgeous women, just like their mother.
Oh, you're kidding? Yes, they're my babies. They are my babies. I love them. I love that family. It's an amazing musical family, and I love them.
Indeed.
I love them. They're good, deep, deep, deep friends.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to tell you one more time that Ben Vereen, the one and only Ben Vereen, legendary star of stage, screen, and TV, is bringing his popular stage show to the Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood on August 10th and 11th, two performances only. And that is very simple to get tickets. You simply go to ticketweb.com and or call by phone to area code 323-466-2210. Preceding his show here in Los Angeles, he will be at the in San Diego at Martini's above 4th, and you can also contact them for tickets, and that will be on the 7th and 8th. Am I correct? I think I am.
Again, the name of the show is Stepping Out with Ben Vereen, and that's going to be in San Diego as well as up here in Los Angeles at one of our favorite venues,
right.
The Catalina Jazz Club.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm here at the Martini above 4.
Right.
So come if you're in San Diego, come on out and enjoy the show. And if you're in LA, come on out and enjoy the show. I promise you no show is the same.
Well, it sounds like people ought to come see you in San Diego and in Los Angeles, huh?
Yes, 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 yes. Come out, please, please. Come out, let's celebrate.
That's right.
There's so much going on in the world right now. We need to breathe. We need to breathe together.
No doubt
about
it.
We need to come together and celebrate life itself and celebrate the joy and celebrate the ability to give to each other a sense of peace.
So beautifully said. I can't thank you enough.
And love.
Of us.
And love. Let's not forget the love.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Can't thank you enough for joining us, Mr. Vereen, and giving us so much time. And we promise we will promote your show for the rest of the hour here in Los Angeles. And we will be seeing you on opening night here at Catalina.
I'll be looking forward to it.
All right,
and
sir.
To your listeners, keep the arts alive.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hold alive.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vereen.
Keep the arts alive. You're keeping yourselves alive.
Oh, there's no
so
doubt about
hold
it.
Hold the line for the audience.
All right. I think our audience wants to chime in and give you a round of applause.
No doubt about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Vereen.
Thank you.
Mr. Vereen, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you soon.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Obviously, what a performer who's been through so many different things. And the shows, I mean, from comedy to drama to truly life-changing projects like Roots, he's certainly one of America's great treasures.
And certainly a beautiful spiritual man. You can just tell it by every breath he takes and every word he says, and certainly what he sings. So, he was in Pippin, of course.
Of course.
He won a Tony Award for his performance as the leading player. That's the name of the character. And that was the very first show that I had ever seen in New York on a Broadway stage. And I will never forget his performance because of that.
Wow.
It was something else.
Now, what year did you see that? Do you remember?
That was, I was young. I was traveling, doing a show that was moving through the country called Star Spangled Girl, a Neil Simon play. Mm-hmm. And I think I was just over 21.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was a very magical time. And I had never been to New York before. And that show was the show that we went to see. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I've always appreciated his talent because he was amazing. And, you know, he was in Jesus Christ Superstar as well.
I recall that, yeah, yeah.
In which he was nominated for a Tony.
Yeah.
And that was just the year before. There was only a year difference. So I wanted to talk to him about that, actually, to ask him if he thought that he would be winning a Tony in the year after that.
An amazing performer. Obviously, I mean, he's been called the godfather of R&B because of his artistic inputs. So he's certainly one of the people who paved the way for a lot of others.
Well, you know, before we talk about him and listen to some of his music, folks, we're honored to play it for you today, give you a little taste of what he'll be doing at the Catalina Bar and Grill and also down at Martini's above 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Let's thank our sponsor.
Let's do it.
I think so.
Obviously, we will return here in just a moment, talk more about the great theater on stage here in the Southland. And before we do that, we will go ahead and say thank you to the people who have generously sponsored this show and are such great supporters of the arts.
Indeed. We'd like to thank, ladies and gentlemen, Princess Cruises for coming on board as presenting sponsors for State of the Arts during 2018. A pioneer in excellence on the high seas for meaningful travelers who seek enriching experiences. Only Princess Cruises offers cruise vacations to help you come back new, providing fresh perspectives by connecting you with nature, cultures, and loved ones in a new way.
One of the best-known names in cruising, Princess Cruises first set sail in 1965 with a single ship cruising to Mexico. Today, the line has grown to become the third largest cruise line in the world, renowned for innovative ships, an array of onboard options including extravagant entertainment, and an environment of exceptional customer service. A recognized leader in worldwide cruising, Princess carries approximately 1.7 million guests each year to more than 360 destinations worldwide. Wide aboard a fleet of 17 modern vessels.
Experience the next wave in vacation travel. At the end of each month from September to August, one lucky winner will win a cruise for two in a balcony stateroom on board one of the new Ocean Medallion class ships. Make sure to come to LA Talk Radio's website, latalkradio.com, and find our page on the website, State of the Arts LA, and click on the Princess logo when you get to our page, and that will be your entry into winning, hopefully, this amazing, extravagant, lavish vacation for two. And it's as simple as that, and you can do it as many times as you like.
And what's it valued at? What's that prize value?
$5,000.
Unbelievable. Boy, great people at Princess who, of course, always support so many musical theater performers, the best of the best.
Absolutely.
Travel with them. So.
Some of the great production shows out there.
That's right.
High seas.
We'd also like to acknowledge, of course, PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the Internet's most prominent listing sources for the live arts here in Southern California. We're grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to State of the Arts.
We are indeed, and to Mike Napoli and his crew there that always keep the listings fresh and informative. So if you are uncertain or you're just wanting to find out information that you heard about from somebody else, go to Performing Arts Live and punch it up, and it'll be there, we promise.
Always so accurate. Every time I go there, I'm able to find the exact times and all. It's such a wonderful resource for people looking to go visit some of these great shows here in Southern California.
Yes.
Michael, now I know that you are in the heat of the current season of LA's Next Great Stage Star. We got a lot to talk about, but how is this talented group faring of young performers this year?
Talented group?
Wait, are you groping? No, grouping. The group of kids you've got there this year are particularly young, aren't they?
I am showing them to you right now.
Oh, my goodness. Look at these young people. My goodness.
They've got 10 extraordinary singer, dancer, actors. And
that's right.
They are all performing in those categories. It's a first for us, Andrew, this year. We've never had the category other than vocal prowess, everyone's vocal prowess, and the singer. So this year we kind of mix things up, and it is all about the vocal and acting and dancing.
Very interesting. Now, I'm looking at this here, and of course, Jeffrey Scott Parsons, who's a great friend of the show, yes. Justin Michael Wilcox, and Jennifer Lynn, amazing talents involved in the show on the artistic side.
Yes, exactly. Jennifer is our musical director. Justin Michael Wilcox, of course, is the host of the show again this year. And Jeffrey Scott Parsons is one of the fastest rising stars of musical theater here in Southern California.
His recent show was called Comfy, which I always thought was such a great name for a show.
He also stars in many, many of the musicals at all of our major regional theaters throughout California, Southern California, I should say, as far down as San Diego and up here in Los Angeles, certainly. And he is one of the nicest and most talented men I know.
Hmm. Well, now, certainly, obviously, these kids are in an opportunity now where they're going to go on and have a chance, whether they win the competition or not, to perform for a number of casting directors and musical theater directors across the Southland. And this has started tens of careers across, right? I mean, multiple people have made
22.
They've made their Broadway debut on Broadway.
Already made their Broadway debut.
And
another 50% of our overall 228 contestants are enjoying a professional musical theater career somewhere in this country or in other parts of the world, at international theme parks, aboard ships like Princess and other lines that offer entertainment. And television has been a part of their lives. Sometimes they secure a film, sit-down shows in Las Vegas at the great hotels, and they're having the time of their lives.
I love it. Now, how can people get tickets for this?
They can simply go to the El Portal Theater, and I'm going to spell that for you. It's a very historic theater here in Los Angeles. E-L, first word, Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, theater.com. And you can punch up tickets. You'll see a listing of all of their shows and go on to the LA's Next Great Stage Star listing. Click on that. That'll take you to the ticket source. And the tickets are very affordably priced at $25 and $30. So the upcoming performances, once a week on Monday evenings. Next up is August 6th. Then we have August 13th, August 20th, and the grand finale on August 27th.
Wow, amazing.
We opened two weeks ago on the 23rd of July and last week again on the 30th.
Wow. Well, obviously, I mean, this is a stage star has been around for how many seasons now, did you say?
12
seasons. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a regular tradition in Los Angeles. People can go see this show and see really what's coming up next for the next generation of musical theater stars.
Ideally, yes. I'm excited.
Now, did you get a chance, and I know you've been swamped with stage star and everything, did you get a chance to get out to the theater at all this week?
I did.
Where'd you go see?
I did. I was so happy. It was such a happy night.
I was going to say, you actually didn't have to go work for once.
That's right. And everything just kind of, the stars aligned. But I was there officially reviewing the show for our show. And I was pleasantly seated in a beautiful center box seat at the Hollywood Bowl to see Annie.
How wonderful.
Annie the Musical, which was done on the Hollywood Bowl stage for its first time, directed by Michael Arden. And starring the likes of Leah Salonga, David Alan Greer as Warbucks, Leah as Grace, and Megan Hilty from Wicked and also from Broadway and television Smash, the title of the TV series. And she was playing Lily St. Clair, and Roger Bart, who was playing Rooster, and Anna Gasteyer, who was playing Miss Hannigan.
Wow.
And the young Annie, the beautiful young lady who got the job of playing Annie, was plucked out of the open call auditions, and she was just one of those unusual young children who at a very young age was an old soul.
Right.
And she slayed her performance. It was just wonderful. And the dog, of course. The dog I think I talked about before when I spent a day with the cast on behalf of Broadway World TV doing interviews for them a week before they opened. And I was introduced to the dog and the owner and the young lady, Annie, that played Annie. And that dog is a veteran of this show. He has done over 2,000 performances.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
And it's just amazing.
And it says just a slight adjustment on a stage as big as the Hollywood Bowl, as compared to a regular theater stage.
Right.
So he was the kind of dog that we all wish that we had, because he does exactly what you tell him to do.
Right. Well, Michael, I think that's amazing. Obviously, I want to hear more about that in the upcoming shows as well. But did you get a chance to swing by anything else? Did you make it up to five-star theatricals?
I did not.
So I got to go see the amazing Susan Egan.
Yes. Tell us about
Now, I don't think it's any surprise that Susan did this role a number of years ago and
created
the role on Broadway. Right. And then I believe she toured with it as well some. She performed it in other concerts and that sort of thing as well, certainly. But she sang these songs the same way she did the first night on Broadway. She was unbelievable. And the cast surrounding her, I have to tell, I took such pride. In fact, I dropped him a note after the show. The absolute light, pun intended, of this show was Lumiere, Mark Ginsburg, who was he just slipped that skin on and was, I mean, we've seen him in multiple shows, and he's a good friend of the show, but he was as good as I've ever seen anybody in that role. Mm-hmm. And of course, I've seen it with young children. I've seen it multiple times. So it was interesting to watch that, because you got to see his talent going from Shay in Evita to Lumiere. And not just him, but of course, David Gilchrist and so many of the talented people. Gaston was amazing. So many of the performers there who really did just absolutely go all out, because I think they knew they were a part of something really special. Five Star Theatricals always does a great job. This show has ended, I believe, of course, but at the same time, keep an eye on them, because they've got some great stuff coming up with Patrick Cassidy, who I got to talk with a bit as their next as their new artistic director.
Good. How was he doing? Does he feel like he's falling into place? Because I know he was very overwhelmed at the beginning.
Well, you know,
anybody would be.
If he was, he certainly never showed it. He was up there on stage. He, of course, introduced it. And more than that, he has such an artistic reverence about him. You can tell he loves the arts. He loves talking about him. He loves being a part of him. And I think since this is his home community, I think he feels a special obligation to give back to the community, which certainly is what this production did. I mean, it was Broadway quality, and everything about it was just fun.
That's fantastic.
You left feeling great, as they do such a good job of.
Patrick being the son of Shirley Jones and Jack Cassidy, mm-hmm. and the brother of David Cassidy. And Patrick has certainly had a very well-seeded and longtime career in musical theater himself, on Broadway and throughout the country.
No doubt about it. Was he in, what was his, he had a major show, not Music Man.
excuse me, his father? Or
No, Patrick. What was Patrick's show that he had made such a big splash in?
I think several. I don't think it
multiple
was
shows.
One show.
It's interesting, because I was reading in his bio,
Three
someone
Musketeers,
had talked about.
I think was one.
That is one. You're right. I was reading his bio a little bit, and just getting to meet him briefly, he certainly does have just a way about him that makes you feel like he wants you to have a good time, which I think is very positive.
If I'm not mistaken, too, he and his mother last year did a brief tour of Oklahoma.
I remember hearing that.
With her reprising, not her role, but I think that the Aunt Ella role in the show, and Patrick reprising the young Buck in
That's
the show.
Great.
So, but what a very talented family.
That's great. No doubt about it. And obviously this show was, you know, special because Susan agreed to, you know, I don't know if you remember, but on our show a couple of weeks ago, she said, when we talked to her, she said she thought at first they were calling her to play Mrs. Potts, which I thought was so funny, because I couldn't imagine anybody else in this role. She was just so wonderful as Belle, and she certainly had a way about her that made it, I think she could play it for another 50 years. It was really amazing to watch.
Really?
She was just, it was amazing.
That would make her very old.
Hey, you know what? She was innocent and she was open.
Oh,
and
she looks gorgeous. That's for sure.
I got to tell you, you keep watching the show and you realize how it really is a timeless story, this love of Beauty and the Beast, and the idea of, you know, the outward appearances don't matter. And I sat there with my two young ones, and I remember just thinking,
were they mesmerized?
Yeah, they were literally, quite literally, on the edge of their seat the entire time. There were certain parts of the production that I wouldn't have let them see previously, certainly my youngest, who's just turned 8. But at the same time, they sat there, and now they were the right age for it. They just got every bit of it, and they fell in love with it, and they left singing the songs. And now, you know, they got to see Susan Egan in the role, and that's a really cool thing, too. So.
Wow. She's a lovely lady, and we're lucky to have her here on the West Coast. She lives here, too.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see her in something else. Maybe
no doubt about it.
Has inspired her to kind of... she's always working, but yeah. I mean, maybe work a little bit more often, maybe do the role again somewhere
Wouldn't
else.
Wouldn't that be fun? I had a special connection to this show, too, because so many of my Cratchit children from Christmas Carol were in this show.
Oh,
so
sweet.
Drew Rosen was one of the Forks, and my own Tiny Tim, his name is Luke Pryor. He's a gymnast and a great young actor, played Chip. And it was, you know, I had to keep myself from running up there and going, oh, Tiny Tim, my boy, let me pick you up and put you on my shoulder,
yeah.
Which I don't think Patrick would have approved of. What do you think?
Well, probably not without his permission. Anyway.
They did bring a couple kids who came in costume up on the stage, too. Of course, that theater, that beautiful Kavli Theater there is so beautiful in that it's 1,800 seats, I think. 1,700 seats, so. Huge. And yet you feel like you're right up against the stage, and there were kids in costume. You saw tons and tons of little bells. I even saw one guy in a Beast costume. He was with his daughter.
Cool.
He'd worn the Beast costume. She wore the Belle costume.
Oh, nice.
It's very cute.
Nice.
So it's a fun family night out.
Well, it's going to be a theater weekend for me because I'm attending the opening of Waitress at the Pantages.
Of course.
Tomorrow evening. I'm so excited to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, I'm going to see Mudhouse.
Excellent.
With Ryan McCartan and Claire Adams, who were on our show just a couple weeks ago, and it is the closing weekend at the Kirk Douglas Theater, and it's gotten great reviews, and it's a very dear, charming, fun story about dogs.
Wow.
And a musical at that, so you might want to think about taking your kids to see something that they can relate to.
I heard a story today about a dog who had made an internet sensation because he had found a Hershey's box. Of course, cocoa is very bad for dogs. You know, so you got to get him to the hospital. But he'd found the empty container had been washed out and used for other things or what have you, and got his nose stuck in there and was walking all around the house with just his little eyes poking over the top, which I thought was such a funny image. Well, now I have a piece of music here by the great Ben Vereen.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Corner of the Sky, and this is a live version from Pippin. Okay, if I go ahead and play that for our listeners here, I think everybody would enjoy hearing that. Of course, again, our thanks to the great Ben Vereen for joining us. He will be here at the Catalina Jazz Club coming up this week. Obviously, a great chance to go see him. He's currently down in San Diego, so you can visit Catalina Jazz Club and check out what he's got going on. We'll give that information out in a minute. But here he is. This is a live version of Corner of the Sky.
Everything has a season, everything a time. Show me a reason, and I'll show you a rhyme. Cats spit on the windowsill, children in the snow. Why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. I gotta find my corner of the sky. Now every man has a daydream. Every person in this room has a goal. People like the way dreams stick to your soul. Thunderclouds, lightning, nightingale songs. Can't you see you want your life to be more than long? Rivers belong where they ramble. Join us, leave your fields to flower when the moon is in the seventh house. And Jupiter aligns with Mars. Then peace will guide the planet, and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius. your turn. Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flashing, waxing. I'll give it down to their hair, shoulder length, long, here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, yeah. Grow it, show it, long as God can grow your hair. I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, shaggy, shaggy, ratsy, batsy, oily, greasy, freaky, shining, glimmer, steaming, flaxen, waxen, knotted, polka dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powder, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled, all smoked, eat. Lord, thank God, I have to go, go, send me my toga, toga made of blonde, brilliant, biblical hair, all hair like Jesus wore, hallelujah, I adore, hallelujah, Mary, love the sun and oar. Let me tell ya of Jesus. Why are you starting to believe are these things they say of you? Really do believe this talk of God is true. And all the good you've done will soon get swept away. You began to matter more than the things that you say. You say, yeah. You got people going around, she's a sick this and she's a sick that, telling people to get up and walk in your name. Lazarus, get up. You're just a man. You're just... I don't know how to love him. I don't see how he moves me. He's a man, Lord, he's just a man. He is not a king, Father, he is just the same as anyone I know. Oh, he scares me so. Look, when he's cold and when he's dead, will he let me be? Does he love me too? Does he care for me? Does he? Did you mean to die like this? Was that a mistake? Did you know your messy death would be a record breaker? If you come today, you would have reached the whole nation. Israel in VBC had no mass communication. Don't keep me wrong. I only want to know the Lord. Jesus Christ, your superstar. Who are you? What have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ, superstar. Who are you? What have you sacrificed? Jesus. Who are you? What have you?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Amazing.
That's an understatement.
So obviously that's a montage of some of his greatest pieces. I mean, what an amazing voice. And he's been in so many shows over the years, done so many great things. He's such a performer who just loves being on stage. You can see that.
Absolutely. And a wonderful actor on top of it.
No doubt about it.
You can hear that, obviously, through the style that he chooses to sing in. So,
yeah.
What a lovely opportunity for us to have spoken with him today.
And maybe if we have time here, I can play a couple more of these. We've certainly got some great pieces of his as well. Maybe we'll play those out with the show, people who want to listen for a little more Ben Vereen.
Perhaps we could sing them.
Yeah, I think people want to hear Ben Vereen.
Do you think?
I'm always happy to do a dramatic reading of some song lyrics for you, though, Michael.
Well, if you change your mind, if I insist.
We'll see if the request lines light up. No. Michael and Andrew.
Exactly.
Let's do a live arts calendar.
I think so. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fountain Theater presents Arrival and Departure, an unforgettable... I'm going to start that right over. You see, you got me all nervous about Ben Vereen and me singing. The possibility of us...
You got excited. You were ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm going to start this over. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fountain Theater presents Arrival and Departure, an unforgettable love story inspired by one of the most romantic movies of all time. This world premiere production, written and directed by Stephen Sachs, is a reimagined modern-day stage adaptation of Noel Coward's classic 1945 film, Brief Encounter.
A deaf man and a hard-of-hearing woman married to different people meet accidentally in a New York City subway station. Their casual friendship soon develops into deeper feelings they never expected, forcing both to confront how their simmering relationship will change their lives and damage the lives of those they love forever.
Don't miss this LA Times Critics' Choice that Broadway World calls a breathtakingly beautiful staged production, compelling picture of the human heart in action in all its messy, emotional uncertainty. On stage, Los Angeles asks, what does one do when lightning strikes us directly in the heart? Arrival and Departure does not disappoint. It is a kind and insightful story of love.
Mm-hmm.
And Arrival and Departure is on stage. We're at the Fountain Theater now through September 30th. For tickets, ladies and gentlemen, or more information, call 323-663-1525 or text to 323-617-5118 or visit thefountaintheater.com.
That's exactly right. And obviously, the Fountain is known for doing lots of work with the hearing and the hearing impaired. This piece is actually performed by hearing and deaf actors, fully integrated, uniquely blending this captioning of American Sign Language, both and spoken English as well. So this production is accessible to all audiences for the deaf community here in Los Angeles. What a great opportunity for them to get out and, you know, go see that show. And
Absolutely.
Certainly have. I mean, it's interesting, too, because I know that they've done this before with other classic works where they incorporate works for the hearing impaired, and it's amazing to see that in an audience just as a hearing person to watch that sort of thing going on and find the dramatics and how that's integrated seamlessly. And the project really is a fun and unique, interesting thing to go see. So,
do you know any sign language? Have you ever been a part of a production that required it of you or to learn it for some reason?
Yes. So ALS, ASL, American Sign Language, is a very specific language. And I was in a production called Beautiful in the Extreme at the Colony Theater years ago, one of my first professional jobs here in LA. And we learned the Indian version of sign language, the Native American version. And it was fascinating to watch how much of that was incorporated into American Sign Language and find that those two cultures were linked over time because it was essentially the same gestures that the Native Americans had used to communicate with the Americans and that sort of thing.
Can you do some of them for
me? I could, although I think that I would probably brutalize them. Plus, I'm not entirely sure that it's great radio for any of that sort of thing to take.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure that anybody would actually...
I know one.
I'm not sure I'm old enough to know what you know, Michael. Now, the one thing I would say, if we were doing Facebook Live today, I could show off my very limited sign language skills. I will say the people who came in to talk to us made an interesting point. They said in the same way that you'll speak to somebody in Georgia who has a unique accent and then somebody in Minnesota who has a completely different accent and they have a hard time understanding each other, people speak with accents in sign language. There's certain movements that mean something slightly different or that sort of thing, and there's certainly accents on words that make people kind of have to watch a little closer to pick up on it. I thought that was fascinating because you never think of that as a hearing person, and it was interesting to kind of have that world opened up and understand how difficult communication certainly is.
I actually can do the whole alphabet, but that's really the gist of what I learned, and I was very happy to learn that.
Now, is this for a production or just for life?
A client of mine who was deaf, is still deaf, and she is a comedian. She is actually kind of billed as the first deaf, hard-of-hearing comedian.
Wow.
Kathy Buckley.
Interesting.
And she wrote a show about her life, which is called Don't Buck With Me.
Oh, that's funny.
And followed it up with a book of the same title, which did very well, and then took the show to New York off-Broadway, and it did even better there.
That's great.
And she's just a charming, charming lady who has embraced her life, and thanks God every day that she has a sense of humor that is something that she's paid to do and that she loves to do.
Yeah.
And so she speaks though, as well as signing. And the audiences love it.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting. It's certainly fascinating to watch because it's such an amazing disability to overcome. Right. And yet it's such an amazing talent to have once you're good with that sort of thing. Communication seems like it's such an important part of our new and changing world, how we communicate with other cultures. And I think that's certainly a homegrown version of something that's so meaningful for others.
Absolutely. We want to give the information out one more time, ladies and gentlemen, about Ben Vereen, who is our special guest today, and he's such a legendary star. He is going to be performing his show Steppin' Out with Ben Vereen August 7th through 8th in San Diego at Martini's Above 4th, Table and Stage, and that tickets are very available at martinisabove4th.com or by telephone at 619-400-4500. And it's a wonderful little club down there. And then he will be coming up to Los Angeles on August 10th. You want to tell them about this one?
Obviously, this is at one of our favorite venues. This is the Catalina Jazz Club. And Catalina Jazz Club is such a fun and easy place to go see a show. There is a lot of good stuff going on up there. And I think the easiest way to do that is just go ahead and Google Catalina Jazz Club and Ben Vereen's name, and those tickets will pop up easily.
Or you can call if you really want to, 323-466-2210, and get them over the telephone. But just do something, one or the other, because right. You're not going to see this man come back several times in 1 year.
He's a very busy dude.
He is.
He's all over the place. That's right. Take a chance to get out there and see him. A fun place and good food at the Catalina Jazz Club, too.
Yes.
Certainly great libations as well.
Yep.
Next week, Michael, I believe that we get a chance to talk to two people from the play Famous, which is a world premiere, and that's going to be an exciting piece for people to hear about, too.
Yes.
We'll talk a little more about Annie and Beauty and the Beast and all the wonderful things that have happened recently, and also give you some cues as to some upcoming amazing pieces of art being performed here in L.A. But we'd encourage you, before you go out and start your day and start running around in this hot weather, take a minute. Pick a play this weekend, buy your tickets, get off the couch, put down the cell phone, and go engage yourself in the live and performing arts here in beautiful Southern California.
Absolutely.
And Michael, where will I see you next week?
On the radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.